Good evening, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. I'm Chris Valentine, and we are live here at home in beautiful Dunedin, Florida at TD Ballpark, getting set for Game 5 of this six-game set between the visiting Fort Myers Mighty Muscles and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Fort Myers took last night's game again, 5-0 last night, clinching a split of the series at the least and handing Dunedin their third straight loss. Just four hits on the night for the Blue Jays in the shutout, now making it 17 innings since Dunedin has last scored a run. Elsewhere around the Florida State League, in last night's affairs, the Palm Beach Cardinals beat the Jupiter Hammerheads 9-1. Clearwater walked off Lakeland in extra innings, taking that game 7-6. Bradenton took down Tampa 6-3. And Daytona fell to St. Lucie 8-2. How that all affects the standings, we'll start in the East as always. The Palm Beach Cardinals, who are two games under 500, still lead that division, now up a game on the 15-19 Jupiter Hammerheads. The Daytona Tortugas are in third place. They're 13-19, two games back. And the St. Lucie Mets, 11-23, are in last, five games back of first place. And in our Western Division, the Bradenton Marauders, the Clearwater Threshers, and the Lakeland Flying Tigers all are tied again for first place in the division, all at 23-11. The trio of the top teams in the West Division are now six games up over the fourth place Tampa Tarpons, who are 17-17. Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, they're in fifth place at 15-19, eight games back at first, and your Blue Jays are in last, 10 games back at 13-21. And now we move on to tonight. Jack Noble will get the start for the Mighty Muscles, his fifth start, fifth total appearance for Fort Myers this season. A call-up in early July, he's made four starts, and they've all been really, really good. No more than two earned runs allowed at any start so far this season, getting to five innings in three of them and six in one. He still hasn't recorded a win. He's gotten almost no help from his offense. Two no decisions and an 0-2 record despite having a 2.18 ERA here at the single-A level. And for your Blue Jays, Lazaro Estrada makes his fifth start and 24th appearance for Dunedin this year. The 24-year-old right-hander out of Ciudad Habana, Cuba, on the season 1-1 with a 2.98 ERA through 51 and a third. Since moving to the rotation, he has been excellent. A couple four-inning appearances, only one earned run, has been charged against him since coming out as a starter. It's his fifth time here, and the first against the Mighty Muscles. He appeared a couple times against Fort Myers out of the pen. On April 8th, opening day, it was his worst start of the year, worst appearance of the year. He went an inning and a third, giving up three runs on five hits. That was his first appearance of the season, and he cleaned it up the next time, three innings, giving up just one hit, one run. Just one roster move to make note of. Right-handed pitcher Winder Garcia is here from Vancouver, starting a rehab assignment, coming back from injury. He has not pitched since 2021, but he has come back. Rather, he has pitched in the Complex League earlier during his rehab stint, but first time getting some competitive action here at the single-A level, trying to get back to high-A Vancouver. And now we'll move on and talk about the lineups. First for the visiting Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, managed by acting manager Raiden Sierra. Batting first, the catcher Ricardo Olivar. Batting second, the DH Luke Keyshaw. Batting third, the shortstop Danny DeAndrade. Batting fourth at third base, Rubel Cespedes. Batting fifth in right field, Dylan Noisy. Batting sixth at first base, Kyle Schmidt. Batting seventh at second base, Jay Harry. Batting eighth in left field, Alex Sayer. And rounding out the order for the Mighty Muscles, batting ninth in center field, Maddox Houghton. And now for your Blue Jays, managed by Donnie Murphy, the boys look like this tonight. Batting first at third base, switch hitter Abiezel Ramirez. Batting second, the DH, Nick Goodwin. Batting third at shortstop, Tucker Thoman. Batting fourth in left field, Roque Salinas. Batting fifth in right field, Brendan Orff. Batting sixth at first base, Glenn Santiago. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jackson Hornung. Batting eighth in center field, Jaden Rudd. And rounding out the order for your Blue Jays, batting ninth, the second baseman, Raquelben DeCastro. That'll do it for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. We'll take a break and we'll be back in about 10 minutes or so, right before first pitch. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Here with the call is Chris Valentine. Chris, take it away.
Hello and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. We are live here in beautiful Dunedin, Florida at TD Ballpark getting set for game five of this six-game set between the visiting Fort Myers Mighty Muscles and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Lazaro Estrada is on the bump for your Blue Jays this evening. The 24-year-old out of Ciudad Habana, Cuba, making his fifth start of the year and 24th total appearance. On the season, he's 1-1 with a 2.98 ERA through 51 and a third innings of work and 75 Ks. Lazaro has been fantastic in the starting role, giving up no more than one earned run throughout all of his four starts so far. Now he's on to face the righty to start it off, the catcher Ricardo Olivar, leadoff man for the Mighty Muscles this evening. Lazaro out of the windup, kicks, fires, first pitch. That one's up in the air towards shallow right. Coming in is Brennan Orff. Out there is Raquel DeCastro, and Brennan's going to call it off. Makes the grab. One pitch, one out, one up, one down. Let's take a look at the defense for your Blue Jays this evening. In the outfield left to right, Roque Salinas, Jaden Rudd, and the aforementioned Brennan Orff. Along that infield, third to first, Abiazel Ramirez at third, Tucker Thoman at short, Raquel DeCastro at second base, and Glenn Santiago at first with Jackson Hornung behind the dish. Just one pitch and one out already for Estrada. That's going to bring up Luke Keyshaw. Out of the wind at the righty, kicks, fires, first pitch is in there for a called strike, 0-1 to start off Keyshaw, tonight's DH. Righty-righty matchup again. All three righties due up against Lazaro to start off this ball game. That one missed a little bit inside. 1-1 now the count to Keyshaw. This is a challenge game. Isabella Robb, the home plate umpire, will be calling the balls and strikes herself. And the pitcher, catcher, and batter will all have the right to challenge whenever they feel is necessary. That one lined in towards left. Right there's Roque. He runs it down in the gap, and that's two gone. Two up, two down on just four pitches for Lazaro. That's going to bring up Danny D'Andrade, the shortstop. D'Andrade has been a mainstay at short all year long for Fort Myers, playing in his 80th game of the year. This is game 101 on the season. So including tonight, just 32 left. We're already in the second half of the second half, a.k.a. the last quarter of the season. Estrada kicks, fires, first pitch to D'Andrade. That one missed just a touch inside. Fastball at 91. 1-0 to start off D'Andrade. On the year, batting .229, 7 home runs and 41 RBIs. The righty kicks, deals. Ground ball, left side. That'll be picked up by Thoman. Throw across is in time. A little bit off the bag. It took Santiago off, but he's able to apply the tag of D'Andrade, and that will end the inning. 1-2-3 go the Mighty Muscles. We'll go to the bottom half of the first here at TD Ballpark. No score. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
What up, Nelly? You ready to do another one, bro? Talk to him. Yeah, running on red lights. Pull up to the club just to get the hair right. I do every night. You can call it limelight. I'ma call it my life. Shorty looking all right. TK jeans on, skin tight. I'm the goat now. Shorty, I'm so wild. Heartlands out the SoCal. Better
We're back here in the bottom half of the first. Abizel Ramirez is going to lead things off for Dunedin, the switch hitting third baseman. He'll bat from the left side here against the righty Jack Noble. Jack Noble making his fifth start of the season for Fort Myers. Through four starts so far, 20 and two-thirds innings pitched with a 2.18 ERA, but an 0-2 record. He's got no help from his offense. That first pitch to Abizel taken up high for a ball, 1-0 to start it off. Abizel on the year batting .238, a couple home runs and 12 RBIs. First time leading off a ball game this year. That one sent high towards right center. Going back is Houghton at the track, and that one's gone! A leadoff solo shot for Abizel Ramirez, and the Blue Jays take an early 1-0 lead. A no-doubter off the bat of that left-handed swing by Ramirez sends it over to WestJet, and the Blue Jays take the game's first lead, 1-0 Dunedin. What a shot by Abizel. That's going to bring up Nick Goodwin, the DH. What a way to start a ball game for the Blue Jays offense. That breaks a 17-inning scoreless streak. They scored in the first inning of Game 3 and were shut out last night. First pitch to Nick Goodwin. The slider taken low for a ball. 1-0 to start him off. Righty-righty matchup. Goodwin, the DH tonight. That one in on the hands. Fouled off right side. And that'll get up and out of play. 1-1 now the count. Goodwin playing in a sixth game for the Blue Jays this year. Just 21 years old, seventh-round pick by the Blue Jays this season out of Kansas State. He fouls that one up and over the netting and out of play, 1-2 now the count. Tucker Thoman, another switch hitter waiting on deck. Noble, after that early solo shot to the first batter he faced, that one misses low and outside. Count evens up to Goodwin now, 2-2. That one in the air, left side, back over there is the left fielder Alex Sayer. In front of the track, he'll settle, make the grab, and that'll be out number one. Little off the end of the bat, he made good contact, just a little bit off the sweet spot. And it falls into Sayer's glove out there in left field for out number one. That's going to bring up Tucker Thoman. Thoman, the switch hitting shortstop, batting from the left side here against Noble. Two out of the first three hitters for Dunedin. Switch hitters. That one missed in the dirt. 1-0 to start off Thoman. On the season, batting .218, five home runs, 38 RBIs. He's the team leader in both home runs and RBIs. The active team leader, I should say. Now the 1-0. That one skipped again, 2-0. Base is empty, one away. The righty, out of the stretch, kicks, fires. That one lifted left side, up and out of play. It'll be a 2-1 count to Thoman. Thoman, just 19 years old. In his first full professional season. Going through a little bit of struggles here as of late. Especially from the plate, but it is a long season. And just, again, 19 years old. Trying to get the last month plus of this season back on the right track and build towards his second season in 2024. Now 2-2 count, he calls time. It's his 88th game played, which is about triple in terms of actual competitive games that someone at his age would be used to playing. Now the righty kicks the heels. That one inside for a ball. 3-2 now the count. Tough take, a good take. I thought we might get a challenge there. Now, 3-2 pitch. Caught and a miss on the high heater. Down swinging, first K for Noble. That's going to bring up Roque Salinas.
Left fielder, number 26, Roque Salinas.
okay, stepping in for the first time. Back-to-back outs after the solo shot recorded by Noble. That one a ground ball over to second. Picked up there by Jay Harry. He'll flip it over to first for the out, and that'll end the inning. But the Blue Jays take the game's first lead with a solo shot by Abiezel Ramirez, his third homer of the season. We'll head to the top half of the second here at TD Ballpark. 1-0, Blue Jays in front. I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Better. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I see you, oh. The way I breathe you in. It's the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby, never let you go.
Souvenirs. There's no time, I wanna make more time and give you my whole life. I left my girl, I'm in my Yorker. Hate to leave her, call it torture. Remember when I couldn't hold her? Left her baggage for a moment. Peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Better. I get my light right from the source.
We're back here, top half of the second. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Lazaro Estrada back out here for his second inning worth of work. 1-2-3 first inning for him on just six pitches. Now first pitch to Rubel Cespedes. Chopper over to second, picked up by DeCastro. Throw to first in time for the out. One pitch, one out, one up, one down for the second inning in a row. A 4-3 put out off the bat of Rubel Cespedes. That's going to bring up Dylan Noisy, the right fielder. Noisy on the year, batting .263, three home runs, 33 RBIs. Estrada getting results, getting four outs on just seven pitches to start off his day. Now out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires. First pitch is in there on the inside corner, 0-1 to start him off.
The call of strike has been upheld.
And a challenge there by Dylan Noisy. I missed the signal. But it is unsuccessful to no avail. The Fort Myers Mighty Muscles lose their first challenge. Lazaro spikes that slider in front of the plate to even up the count 1-1. Out of the windup, Estrada kicks, fires the 1-1. Now on a soft tapper off the end of the bat, left side foul. That'll make it a 1-2 count. This is the deepest count that Estrada has faced already. Here to the fifth batter, it's only 1-2. Now looking into Jackson Hornung, starts the windup. The righty kicks, fires. Now on a chopper left side, picked up by Abiezel. Throw across is in time for the out. 5-3, 5 up, 5 down to start off the day for Estrada. That's going to bring up the first baseman, Kyle Schmidt, playing in a second game of this series. A .291 average, a home run, and 14 RBIs so far this year. Good offensive numbers from him through 26 games played, this being his 27th. Listed as a catcher on the roster, they moved him over to first so they could keep that bat in the lineup. That first pitch, the fastball misses outside for a ball. 1-0 to start off Schmidt. Wins ball and straight out to center field here at TD Ballpark. It's now five games in a row that we've started the game with wind going straight out to center field. The first three, the wind ended up changing directions, blowing straight in from left field. And then last night it stayed consistent out to center field all night long. That one in the air, right side, could stay in play. Out there is Santiago over at his own dugout, and that's going to bounce on the other side of the netting. Lands on the little bit of railing on the field side of the dugout roof and over to the crowd where it bounced. And Schmidt stays alive, count still at 1-2. The righty kicks, fires, 1-2 pitch. In the air to center, coming in is Jaden. He'll have time. Rudd makes the grab, three up, three down, and back-to-back innings for Estrada. We'll head to the bottom half of the second here at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays up by a run, 1-0.
Are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus, from Boston to Miami, we know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays.
Told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay. Yeah. I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted. Yeah. I feel like you can't feel the way I feel. I'll be f***ed up if you can't be right here. Oh, 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 oh. I'll be f***ed up if you can't be right. Your touch, you're the reason I believe in love. It's been difficult for me to trust.
We're back here in the bottom half of the second. Brennan Orff's going to lead things off for Dunedin. Jack Noble back out for a second inning worth of work. First pitch to Orff, misses low and inside for a ball. 1-0 to start off the right fielder. Righty-lefty matchup. Orff, Santiago, and Hornung. 5-6-7 hitters due up in this half inning. That one, a line shot. It skimmed off of Jack Noble. I think it hit the glove, but it gets into center field. They're going to make sure he's okay. It definitely connected with him in some way, shape, or form. He looks good to go. But definitely a scary batted ball right back at him. Went in between the glove and his head, which, thank God, it did not connect with anything closer to the face. So a leadoff single by Brennan Orff. Put a runner on first and nobody out for Glenn Santiago. The righty comes set. Orff takes his lead. Noble kicks, fires. That one, the slider off the plate outside. 1-0 to start off Santiago. Noble kicks, deals the 1-0. That one, a chopper left side, could be two. Picked up by D'Andrade over to second for one and first in time. A 6-4-3 double play wipes away that leadoff single, and that'll bring up Jackson Hornung with nobody on and two down.
Catcher number 14, Jackson Hornung.
Now Jackson Hornung stepping in. The righty kicks, fires. First pitch, the slider off the plate, low and outside. 1-0 to start him off. Fourth game of the year, the third behind the plate for Hornung. Played first base in last night's ball game. 2 of 11 at the plate so far, 182 average. Now in a soft tapper, that's foul. Left side, 1-1. Righty Righty comes set, kick steals. That one misses. I don't think a slider's been in the zone yet for Noble. They've all been low and outside to my recollection. 2-1 the count. Righty kicks the heels. That one called a strike. And Isabella Robb rung up Hornung. But that was only the second strike of the at-bat. So 2-2 the count. A little bit of a mental error there by the home plate umpire. Now the 2-2 pitch. Chopper, again over to short, picked up by DeAndrade, taking his time, off-balance throw in time for the out, and that'll end the inning. Leadoff single is wiped away by the double play, then a ground out to short ends the inning. We'll head to the top of the third here at TD Ballpark, 1-0, Blue Jays lead. We're back here, top of the third. Jay Harry's going to lead things off for Fort Myers. 7-8-9 hitters due up. Harry, Sayer, and Houghton. Lazaro Estrada back out for his third inning worth of work. Just 15 pitches through two. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires, first pitch. Ground ball right side, picked up by DeCastro. Throw to first in time. Three innings in a row with an out recorded on the first pitch. That'll keep the pitch count low for Estrada. His season high is four innings of work. If he keeps this up, he might be able to see into the fifth inning, but it's not to get ahead of ourselves just yet here tonight. Alex Sayer, the eighth hitter of the night for Fort Myers, stepping in. First pitch, that one's in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Alex Sayer. On the year, batting .219, two home runs and 14 RBIs. He takes that slider, same exact spot. 0-2 the count. Time called at the plate by Sayer. 0-2, he wants an extra couple seconds. Now back in the box, Estrada looking in. Out of the windup, the 0-2 pitch. Papped that one back into the top of the screen. Jackson Hornung has to get used to the ricochet, the slingshot effect on the top of the screen. That one came right back at him. Wasn't prepared for it. It did bounce in front. Didn't make contact, so he's all good. No balls, two strikes. And the 0-2 again. That one above the zone. Fastball couldn't get him to chase after it. Move the count to 1-2. Another righty-righty matchup. The 1-2 pitch. Ground ball left side. Picked up by Toman. Throw across is in time for the out. Two up, two down. Now Maddox Houghton, the center fielder, stepping in for the first time. 222 average, couple home runs, 23 RBIs. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires, first pitch. That one fouled down and back, 0-1 to start off Houghton. These Mighty Muscles hitters trying to be aggressive here in the early parts of their at-bat. Hasn't worked out. Now the 0-1. That one inside. Slider. Take it for a ball. Evens it up 1-1. Houghton playing in his 71st game of the year. Tied for the active team lead in triples with 4. The 1-1. That one upstairs. Ton of speed by him. 13 of 15. When attempting a steal, if he can get on base. The 2-1 count. This is the first two-ball count of the night for Estrada. That one caught at and fouled away. 2-2 the count to Maddox Houghton. Got a piece of the fastball. Two balls, two strikes. Estrada out of the windup. The pitch. Chopper foul towards the end of his dugout, and he stays alive. Time called to the plate by Houghton. He'll take an extra few seconds. Get a restart of the pitch clock, and now digging back in. Estrada shakes off the first sign by Hornung. Now they come to an agreement. The 2-2 pitch. That one low and outside. Fastball couldn't catch that outside corner. First full count of the night for Estrada. Comes to the ninth batter he faces. Three balls, two strikes, two gone. The pitch. That one missed. Estrada thought it was strike three. They're going to ask for a challenge, and it is waiting for it, still waiting for it. Everybody's coming off the field for the Blue Jays, and that's confirmed as a ball.
The call of ball has been upheld.
So basically the entire infield was right on the first base line, thinking it was going to be strike three. Very interested to see where exactly that missed. Oh, it just missed. So the first base runner of the night is Maddox Houghton, putting himself aboard with a two-out walk. Now top of the order, back up Ricardo Olivar for the second time. Flew out to right field on the first pitch of the ballgame. Estrada out of the stretch for the first time tonight. Move over to first, and Maddox Houghton's back in time. Both teams 0-1 on their challenges. Each team with two remaining. The first pitch to Olivar in there for a called strike. Starts him off with a slider at the knees, 0-1. Estrada comes set again, the 0-1. Fouled off right side, fastball at 92. It was a little bit late on it. Now an 0-2 count to Olivar. Seven righties and two lefties in this lineup for Fort Myers. Very righty-heavy, differing from the Blue Jays quite a bit. Dineen's only got four righties, three lefties, and two switch hitters. The 0-2, there goes Houghton. That one upstairs, and no throw, and what are they going to call a pitch clock violation on Estrada? He didn't start his motion in time, so Houghton's going to have to turn back. Probably works out better for the Blue Jays. I don't think Hornung was going to be able to get Houghton. He got a great jump on that. So 1-2 count to Ricardo Olivar. The righty comes set. Kicks, fires. Tapper foul left side. Olivar gets the end of the bat on it, pulls it foul, 1-2 the count. Now the righty comes set. And the pitch. That one low. Tough take, but a good take there by Olivar. Watching that slider fall below the knees. Count evens up at twos. Runner on first and two down. Houghton there via the two-out walk. Now Estrada kicks, fires. That one just missed. Estrada thought I was inside corner. They're not going to challenge this one. Now the count runs full. Back-to-back full counts to Houghton and now to Ricardo Olivar. The runner's going to have a head start here. Now move over to first, keeping him close. But that's the second disengagement for Estrada. Three balls, two strikes. The righty comes set. Payoff pitch. Fouled off. We'll try it again. Houghton having to stop about two-thirds of the way to second base. Turning back to first. This will be the 20th pitch of the inning for Estrada. Only needed 15 to get through the first two. Now his pitch count will be 35 after the next one. Payoff again. Line shot, and that's going to get into center field for a base hit. Houghton's going to turn over towards third. With that head start, he advances to the extra bag. That's going to put runners on the corners. Two down for Luke Keyshaw. First hit of the ball game for the Mighty Muscles. Couple really nice at-bats by Maddox Houghton and Ricardo Olivar back-to-back. Now runners on the corners, two gone. Keyshaw stepping in for the second time. Hit it hard to left field, 101.3 the last time up. Estrada calling for time, asking for a new baseball. But he didn't hit it far enough away from Roque Salinas. He was able to run it down, make the grab for that out. Now Estrada comes set, kicks, fires, first pitch, that one in the dirt. Fastball missing, 1-0. Estrada staring over towards third base, kicks, fires, the 1-0, that one just missed. Twenty-two pitches in this inning. Seven more than the previous two innings combined. Now he kicks, fires. That one at the knees for a strike, and asking for a challenge is Luke Keyshaw. Isabel Robb turns, and that's going to be the second straight missed challenge by Fort Myers. They've only got one remaining. One challenge remaining for Fort Myers here in this top half of the third inning. Now Estrada comes set, kicks, deals. That one low. 3-1 the count. Three balls and a strike. Keyshaw's been really good for Fort Myers since being activated after the draft. That one low, ball four. Keyshaw draws the walk. That's going to load the bases, and it's going to get Corey Reardon out of the dugout for the Blue Jays. The pitching coach will go out and talk to Estrada. The entire Blue Jays infield will join them on the mound. It's going to be Danny DeAndrade here, top of the third, two outs, and the base is loaded. DeAndrade grounded out to short, his only time up so far tonight, 0 for 1. After Estrada started off the ballgame going 8 up, 8 down. A walk to Houghton, a single by Olivar, and now another walk to Luke Keyshaw. Loads up the bags here, two outs into the top of the third inning. Everybody headed back to where they need to be. Reardon back in the dugout. Danny D'Andrade stepping in. Righty-righty matchup. Estrada looking in. He and Hornung come to an agreement on the first pitch. He kicks, fires that one in there for a strike. Slider on the inner third, right near the knees. 0-1 to start off D'Andrade. Estrada kicks, fires. Caught and a miss. A nasty slider. Now an 0-2 count to the shortstop. No balls, two strikes, two gone. Estrada, pitch away from getting out of this jam. The 0-2 pitch, ground ball left side, picked up. No, missed by Toman. Couldn't handle it on the backhand attempt. That's going to go down as an E6 in all likelihood, and that leads to a run for Fort Myers. They tie up the ball game, and it will be an error on Toman.
Third baseman, number 20, Rubel Cespedes.
Everybody moves up a bag. It'll be an unearned run charged to Lazaro Estrada. Now, Rubel Cespedes, who was a problem last night, he was the only guy to get a base hit off Ricky Tiedemann, who struck out 9 through 3 innings. And if you're not familiar with baseball math, that's literally the most that you can strike out without having a drop third strike. Now, 7th batter of the inning for the Mighty Muscles. That one misses outside. Now, a 2-0 count to Cespedes. Asking for a new baseball, he tosses it back to his catcher. Two balls, no strikes. Cespedes grounded out to second, his only time up. That was the first pitch of the second inning. The 2-0, that one inside, 3-0 the count. See if he's got the green light. The Blue Jays challenged that one, and to no avail. So now both teams are down to one challenge remaining. Both challenges by the Blue Jays have been by Estrada or Hornung, either one. They're both really asking for it. That one in there on the outside corner, 3-1. Three balls and a strike. Base is loaded. Now the pitch. That one missed. Off the plate outside. Ball four. That's going to force in another run. That's now 5 straight Mighty Muscles to reach. 3 walks, an error, and a base hit. Cespedes gets the RBI, and that'll bring up Dylan Noisy as the 8th batter of the inning. That run will not be earned as well. Now 2 unearned runs charged to Lazaro Estrada, who should be out of the inning. That one at the knees starts him off with a fastball. 0-1 to start off Noisy. Very long inning here for Estrada. The Blue Jays have someone warming up. It's Grayson Thurman. That one in the air towards shallow center. Jaden Rudd taking a few steps in. He'll settle, makes the grab, and that will end the inning. Fort Myers scores 2 unearned on just 1 base hit. Three walks and an error come back to bite the Blue Jays. We'll head to the bottom half of the third. Mighty Muscles now leading 2-1. We're back here, bottom half of the third. Jaden Rudd's going to lead things off for Dunedin. Jack Noble back out for his third inning worth of work. He sat for a while after that long inning by Lazaro Estrada. First pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Jaden. Noble kicks, fires that one low, evens it up 1-1. Fort Myers scoring two on just one hit. Two unearned runs charged to Lazaro Estrada, who walked three, gave up one single, and an error by Toman extended the inning. That one in there for a strike. 1-2 now the count. Time called at the plate by Jaden. 1-2. Now the 1-2 pitch. That one hits Jaden. Gets plunked with a 90-mile-an-hour fastball off the front shoulder. He pops right up, and he's good to go. He'll jog on over to first. Blue Jays leadoff man is aboard for the third consecutive inning. Now a speed threat for the Blue Jays on first base to start off this inning. Raquelman DeCastro, the nine-hole hitter, stepping in. Righty kicks, fires. There goes Jaden. Low and outside the pitch, and that one's not going to get to second in time. Jaden in with his 19th stolen bag of the year. He reties Angel Del Rosario for the team lead. Rudd now 19 of 22 this season. Puts himself in scoring position here. No outs in this third inning. A 1-0 count to DeCastro. Noble comes set, kicks, fires. That one upstairs. Jaden looking very active out there on the base paths here to start off his trip. He was dancing around when Noble turned around to look. Now the 2-0. Ground ball foul, left side, 2-1. Runner in scoring position, nobody out. Couple chances for the Blue Jays to try and retie this ball game. Noble kicks, fires the 2-1. That one above the zone. 3-1 now the count to DeCastro. Tried to drop in a breaking ball, but it didn't drop near enough. Now Now, 3-1 pitch. That one, a foul tip off the mask of Olivar. He stands up. Isabella Robb's going to walk that new baseball out to Jack Noble and give Olivar a few extra seconds to regather his composure. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. Runner on second. Noble looking in. Gets a sign from Olivar. Now the full count pitch to DeCastro. That one misses. Off the plate outside, ball four. Couple free passes to start off this inning issued by Jack Noble. That's going to bring up the top of the order of Biazel Ramirez, who hit a nuke out to right center field. First batter of the ballgame for the Blue Jays to give them an early 1-0 lead. Dunedin now trails by a run. Could use a little bit more of the same by a Biazel. Righty kicks, fires. Now Ramirez looking to lay down a bunt. Pulls back, takes it for a ball, 1-0. Solo homer in his first at bat, his third of the year. No doubter over to WestJet. Now Noble comes set. Kicks, fires. That one drops in there. Nice breaking ball. Evens it up 1-1. Now chopper, foul, right side. It's going to make it a 1-2 count. Both base runners will have to head back to their respective bags. One ball, two strikes, the pitch. Defensive swing by Biazel. Fouls that breaking ball off. Left side up and out of play. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch. Caught and a miss. Changeup. Got him out in front. Down swinging goes Ramirez, second strikeout of the night for Jack Noble. One away now for Nick Goodwin, runners at first and second. First pitch misses. Taken for a ball by Goodwin. 1-0 to start him off. Flew out to left field and is only at bat thus far. The righty kicks, fires. That one misses off the plate. 2-0 the count to Goodwin. Noble kicks, deals. That one, a line shot, left side, base hit. They're going to wave around run. Picked up in left field by Sayer. Throw to the plate is in time. They got him. A nice throw by Alex Sayer to cut down Jaden Rudd. He got the wave around by George Carroll. But a perfect throw by Sayer was required, and that's what he delivered. Both base runners do move up that extra bag. DeCastro now on third, Goodwin at second. And it keeps a run off the board. Now Tucker Thoman up for the second time. Two runners in scoring position. First pitch, that one in there for a called strike on the outside corner. Batting from the left side here against the righty Noble. That one way off the plate, 2-0. Rather, 1-1. Toman struck out swinging on a full count his only time up. Noble. Kicks, fires. In the air, left side. Going back is Sayre towards the corner. That's going to be a fair ball. And one hops over the wall. A ground rule, two RBI double for Tucker Toman. And the Blue Jays retake the lead. RBIs 39 and 40 on the season for Toman. And it's 3-2 Blue Jays. Blue Jays retaking the lead, now up by a run, 3-2 here in the third. Tucker Toman with his 19th double of the year, that leads the team. First pitch, ground ball right side, picked up at second by Harry. Throw to first in time, and that'll end the inning. But the 2 RBI ground rule double by Tucker Toman gives the Blue Jays the lead right back. We'll head to the top of the fourth here at TD Ballpark, 3-2, Blue Jays up.
Baseball fans! Introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I'm on an island, even when you're close, can't take the silence.
We're back here, top half of the fourth. Lazaro Estrada back out for his fourth inning worth of work. Two unearned runs given up the last time out. That one, a line shot into left field. First pitch of the inning. Again, another swing by the Mighty Muscles. This one, finally, a base hit. Second hit of the night for Fort Myers. That was Kyle Schmidt, and now Jay Harry will step in. Harry stepping in for the second time. He grounded out to second base to lead off the third inning. First pitch, that one in there for a called strike. Now move over to first. That one back in time is Schmidt. First disengagement for Estrada. Righty kicks, fires. That one low. Taken for a ball, 1-1. Estrada, uncharacteristically, easy for me to say, no K's through three innings. All batted ball outs. Now, kicks, fires, that one in the air towards right center. Over there is Brennan Orff. In front of the track, he reaches out, makes the grab. That'll be out number one. The wind kept it carrying, but not enough. Just 89 miles an hour off the bat. It was in on the hands of Jay Harry. And Orff had to run a long way, but he was able to get there with a little bit of ease, making the grab for out number one. That's going to bring up Alex Sayer. Righty-righty matchup. Sayer grounded out to short, his only time up. Now, first pitch, that one in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Sayer, the inside slider. Put me over pitch for Estrada, 0-1. Runner on first and one away here, top four. This will be Estrada's 56th pitch of the night. Move over to first. That'll be delayed by at least a few extra seconds. Back in time with Schmidt. Second disengagement for Estrada. That one caught at and missed. Now 0-2. Another nasty breaking ball by Lazaro Estrada. Schmidt, a catcher by trade, doesn't take off a lot. Only one attempted steal this year. It was successful. Now the righty. Kicks, fires. Fouled back to the screen. No balls, two strikes. One on, one away. The 0-2 pitch. Caught and a miss. Down swing and goes Sayer. And that's out number two. First strikeout of the night for Lazaro Estrada.
Center fielder, number 21, Maddox Houghton.
After the leadoff single, back-to-back outs recorded by Lazaro. Now Maddox Houghton, the nine-hole hitter, stepping in for the second time. Estrada kicks, fires, first pitch, misses for a ball, 1-0 to start off Houghton. Houghton reached on a walk, came around and scored the first run. That one on the air by Tome and that extended the inning. At the time, tied it up at 1-1. Now the 1-0, checking his swing of that fastball low. That one in there. 2-1 now the count. Estrada comes set, kicks, fires. In the air, right side. That's going to get up and out of play. It'll even up the count. 2-2 now. Heading back over to first is Kyle Schmidt, back to the bag where he's been the entire inning after the leadoff single. Two balls, two strikes, and the pitch. That one in the dirt, kept in front by Hornung. He couldn't find it, but staying at first base is Schmidt. It was right in between his legs. Three balls, two strikes. Full count, two down. Schmidt's going to have a head start. Estrada comes set. And time was called right as Estrada got set. Houghton uses that timeout to potentially try and throw off the rhythm by Estrada. Now the righty comes set again. Move over to first. First disengagement of the at-bat. Schmidt back in. Strada comes set again. Payoff pitch. That one above the zone. Ball four. Close pitch, but it went in the favor of Houghton. He draws his second walk. Both have been on full counts.
Catcher number 24, Ricardo Olivar.
That's going to move the runner over to second as well. First and second, now two gone. Runners on first and second, two down. Top of the order, Ricardo Olivar. Estrada steps off. That'll count as a disengagement. Olivar 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored tonight. Righty kicks, fires. That one in there for a strike. Inner third, 0-1 to start off Olivar. Estrada now up to 65 pitches. Now on a chopper, right side, foul ball. It was in on the hands. Put it down the first base line, but it kicked foul just in front of the bag. That keeps a couple of runs off the board for Fort Myers and makes it an 0-2 count to Olivar. No balls, two strikes. And the pitch. That one upstairs. Estrada now surpassing his season high in pitches. That one a check swing. Did he go around? Now throw over to third, and they got him there. Kyle Schmidt tried to test his luck, hoping that Hornung would be too distracted, asking for the appeal to throw it down to third. And Fort Myers ends the inning, committing the cardinal sin of the third out at third base. We'll head to the bottom half of the fourth here at TD Ballpark. 3-2, still the score. Blue Jays leading by a run. We're back here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. 3-2, Blue Jays leading here at TD Ballpark. First pitch by Jack Noble, who's back out first fourth inning worth of work. That one misses up and outside the breaking ball. 1-0 to start off Orff. Orff, Santiago, and Hornung. 5-6-7 hitters due up in this half inning for Dunedin. Righty kicks fires that one in there for a called strike to even it up 1-1. A hot shot up the middle by Orff. 1-for-1. He lined it right in between the glove and the head of Jack Noble and into center field. That one he fouls down and it bounces off of him in the box. 1-2 now the count. One ball, two strikes. The righty kicks, fires. That one off the plate outside. Olivar trying to frame that up. Generate a strike call by Isabella Robb, but to no avail on that pitch. 2-2 the count. And the pitch. That one in there. Called strike three. Breaking ball in the outer third. Got him looking. Another strikeout for Jack Noble. That's his third of the night, and that's going to bring up Glenn Santiago.
First baseman, number 31, Glenn Santiago.
Blue Jays do have a righty warming up the pen, it looks like. That might be it for Estrada. Pitch count up higher than it's ever been for him. First pitch to Santiago. That one misses up above the zone. 1-0 to start him off. Now it looks like the new rehabber, Winder Garcia. Now the 1-0. That one in there. One ball, one strike. Noble looking in. Base is empty, one away. Kicks, fires. That one hammered, but foul. Santiago pulled that one. 1-2 now the count. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch. That one in the air right side. That's going to get up and out of play. Time called to the plate by Santiago. One ball, two strikes, one away. Noble. Kicks, fires. That one in the air towards center. Houghton right there. He took a step back and settles, makes the grab. Didn't have to do much. And that's two gone.
Now batting number 14, Jackson Hornung.
That's going to bring up Jackson Hornung, the catcher, up for the second time. He grounded out to short, his only time up. First pitch, that one misses for a ball. 1-0 to start him off. The 1-0 pitch, chopper, foul, left side, just to the left of that third base bag. Evens it up, 1-1. Righty kicks, deals, 1-1, line shot. That's going to bounce in front of the second baseman, Harry. Throw to first is in time for the out, and that'll end the inning. 1-2-3 go the Blue Jays, and we'll head to the fifth inning here at TD Ballpark. Top five coming up. Blue Jays up 3-2.
Shooting BBs at old beer cans, choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos, singing loud and proud to give me three steps, simple man and Curtis Low. We were good, you know. Got some discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls. It was all real funny till we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't running much of anything. Just loving and laughing and busting our asses, and we call it all living the dream. But these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's a way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people. Well, we take it all week on the chin with a grin till we make it to a Friday night. And it's church league softball, holler about a bad call, preacher breaking up a fight. Then later on at the Green Light Tavern, well, everybody's gathering his friends. And the beers are pouring till Monday morning, and we start it all over again. And these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got, and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's the way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people. We fall down and we get up. We walk around and we talk tough. We got heart and we got nerve.
We're back here, top of the fifth. Blue Jays up by a run, 3-2 here, top of the fifth inning. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is the right-handed, the rehabber here from High A Vancouver, Wynder Garcia. That one in on the hands, fouled off right side. One and one now the count. Garcia added to the roster prior to today's game. That one misses now, 2-1. Foul tip stays in the mid of Hornung. Wynder missed all of 2022 with an injury. Now making his way back. Trying to get back up to speed. Just 21 years old out of Caracas, Venezuela. Pitched in three games for the Blue Jays back in 2021. He's pitched in four games this year, all in the Complex League. That one, a foul tip, strikeout, stays in the mitt of Jackson Hornung. One batter, 1K for Wynder Garcia.
Designated hitter, number 12, Luke Keyshaw.
Now the DH, Luke Keyshaw. Final line for Lazaro Estrada is a pretty good one. Four innings pitched, two hits, two runs, neither earned. Four walks and 1K for him. Now the righty kicks, fires that one low and outside. That one in there for a strike. One and two the count.
The call of strike has been overturned. The result is a 2-1 count on the batter.
That one popped up right side. Santiago headed over to the netting. That's going to fade out of play. He made chase, but ran out of room. Now a 2-2 count to Keyshaw. Out of the windup, the 2-2 pitch. That one, a ground ball up the middle. That's going to be backhanded by DeCastro. Throw over off balance and not in time. Close, close play. DeCastro did a lot to get there just to field it. Off balance throw, moving backwards and couldn't get the playoff in time. Now in a ground ball foul, left side. 0-1 the count to start off Danny DeAndrade after the infield single by Luke Keyshaw. That's his first hit of the ballgame. Righty-righty matchup.
The call of strike has been overturned. The result is a 1-1 count on the batter.
That was actually challenged by Danny DeAndrade successfully. So the first pitch, rather the strike call, has now turned into a ball. Now 1-2, the count either way. One ball, two strikes, one away. Runner on first for DeAndrade. That one misses up and out. Now 2-2, the count. Righty kicks, fires. That one cut out and missed. Throw down to second, not in time. A little bit away from a strike him out, throw him out. And Isabella Robb's calling interference on DeAndrade. So out at second is going to be Keyshaw. So the batter interference causes the third out of the inning. And we'll head on to the bottom half of the fifth. Halfway through this ball game here at TD Ballpark. 3-2, Blue Jays lead.
We're back here in the bottom half of the fifth. Jaden Rudd's going to lead things off for the Blue Jays. Lefty-righty matchup. Jack Noble back out for his fifth inning worth of work. Rudd was hit by pitches. Only time up so far. 0-for-0. He did steal second. He was cut down at the plate on the single by Nick Goodwin by Alex Sayer. Watches that one go by for a ball. Now a 2-0 count to him. Blue Jays up by a run. 3-2 here halfway through this ball game. Now kicks, fires. That one sent towards right center. Going back is Houghton over towards the track. That's going to be off the wall. Extra bases for Rudd. That one gets away. Now he's going to head over to third. It's finally picked up by the right fielder Dylan Noisy. And they're going to hold him there at third base. How about that? A leadoff triple by Jaden Rudd. And the Blue Jays are in business here in this fifth inning. That's going to bring up Raquel DeCastro now. Potentially three chances for the Blue Jays to bring in an extra run. Try and tack on to their one-run lead. Noble comes set. First pitch, fouled back to the screen. 0-1 to start off DeCastro. That triple by Rudd, his third of the year. That breaks a five-way tie for the active team lead. He now leads the team. That one in there for a strike of the knees. Now 0-2. No balls, two strikes. The corners are playing pretty close. Hoping to potentially cut down Rudd at the plate, but they'd have to have a perfect pickup and throw. That one inside for a ball. 1-2 now the count. One ball, two strikes. The pitch, that one in front of the plate. Blocked by Olivar. Two balls, two strikes. Noble comes set. Kicks, fires the pitch to DeCastro. That one bloop towards right. That could be far enough for Rudd to take off. Noisy with the grab. There goes Rudd. Throw to the plate is down the line, and they got him. Jaden cut down to the plate for the second time tonight. Both have been perfect throws by the corner outfielders of Fort Myers, saving two runs. So just like that, the leadoff triple goes to waste for the Blue Jays. Another perfect throw by a Mighty Muscles outfielder to keep a run off the board. That one cut out and missed, and I think a Biazel caught Ricardo Olivar with the bat on that backswing. 0-1 to start him off. That one in there for a strike. Now 0-2. After it looked like a foregone conclusion that the Blue Jays would get a run in this inning, Noble pitch away from getting out of here without allowing one, and he got it. Caught and a miss by Abiazel Ramirez. Despite the leadoff triple, the fly out to right field and the perfect throw by Dylan Noisy keeps a run off the board, and Noble gets through another inning without another run allowed. We'll head to the sixth here at TD Ballpark, 3-2, Blue Jays leading.
My feet, you got me, no. Anytime I see you, let me know. But the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, cause I don't wanna lose you. Hey, yeah. Ra-da-da-da. Cause I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the hand now, baby. I'm begging, begging you. And put your love in the hand now, darling. I need you to understand. Try so hard to be your man, the kind of man you want in the end. Only thank.
We're back here, top of the sixth. Rubel Cespedes, the third baseman, is going to lead things off. It's still a one-run ball game after another defensive assist by a Fort Myers corner outfielder. First Alex Sayer, then Dylan Noisy, both cutting down Jaden Rudd at the plate. First pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Cespedes. That one just misses off the plate. Wynder Garcia back out for his second inning worth of work. 15 pitches through the first. That one lifted left side, up and out of play. One and two. Now the count to Cespedes. One, two. That one misses. Bounces behind the plate. Two and two. The count to Cespedes. This is the first inning where there hasn't been a result on the first pitch of the inning by the Blue Jays pitchers. That one cut out and missed. Down swing and goes Cespedes. Third strikeout for Garcia. That'll bring up Dylan Noisy.
Right fielder, number nine, Dylan Noisy.
Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires. First pitch is inside. 91 mile an hour fastball. Taken for a ball, 1-0. Noisy 0 for 2 on the night. Ground out and fly out. Garcia kicks, deals. Checking his swing of that slider. Didn't go around. Takes it for another ball. 2-0 the count. Righty kicks, deals. That one upstairs. Three straight balls to start off the at-bat to Dylan Noisy. This will likely be the last inning we see Garcia. That one in there. Fastball down the pipe. Four, strike, 3-1. Blue Jays up by a run here at TD Ballpark. 3-1 pitch in the air in the infield. Tucker Tome is going to call for it. Left side of the second base bag. He'll make the grab for out number two. Two up, two down in the inning. That's going to bring up Kyle Schmidt. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires, first pitch. Fastball missing off the plate. 1-0 to start him off. That one at the knees. Great pitch there by Garcia. The righty kicks, deals. That one in there at the knees as well. 1-2 now the count. Garcia, he's only pitched in four games this year. Only four games since the end of 2021, but he looks like he's back in the swing of things already. Righty kicks, deals. That one inside. Two-two pitch. That one popped up and out of play. Schmidt stays alive. 2-2 the count. Pitched in four complex league games in the month of July. July 22nd, 25th, 29th, and 31st. 5 1/3, giving up 3 runs, 2 earned. That one lifted towards center. Jaden moving over to his right. He'll make the grab. 4 out number 3, and that will end the inning. 3 up, 3 down, go the Mighty Muscles. We're on to the bottom half of the 6th here at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays up by a run. 3-2.
I'd be like, shoes, sunset on the beach. Make me wanna pull up on Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me sliding on the key, yeah. Oh, something's happening inside of me. Excellence, yeah, it's gotta be. Hot and cold, it's dichotomy. Rock with me, we some prodigies. La-di-da-di, we party. They hear us down in the lobby. We try to tell them to join us. And if they don't, they'll be sorry. No time to be at it, hating. It's history in the making. I'm loving all the options. Despite everything that they're saying. My mama proud that she ought to be. Elton John keep on calling me. But even if he didn't, she still think we hit the lottery. Don't need diamonds to be cold. I'm so shiny, I'm like gold. Sunset on the beach. Make me wanna pull up on Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me sliding.
Look at me, I'm the captain and pilot. I'm on an island private. I don't ask me what the vibe is. I can't define it, can't even put that shit down and write it. Ride it. Yeah, sun shining, 24/7 clouds floating. Wait, is this heaven? Didn't even die to get here, yeah. Looking for the top, it's so clear, yeah. Everything I need is right here, yeah. Everything I need is right here, yeah.
We're back here. Bottom half of the sixth inning. Nick Goodwin's going to lead things off for the Blue Jays. Jack Noble back out for a sixth inning worth of work. 69 pitches through five. First pitch sent high towards left. Going back a little bit of Sayre, but he's got a bead on it. In front of the warning track, he'll settle, make the grab. One pitch, one out, one up, one down. That's going to bring up Tucker Thoman. Two RBI, ground rule double to left his last time up. That put the Blue Jays back on top 3-2. Now Noble comes set. Kicks, fires, first pitch. That one misses off the plate outside for a ball. 1-0. The 1-0, that one in there. Evens it up. I had a ball on a strike. Righty kicks, deals. Ground ball right side. That's going to be picked up by Harry. Throw to first is in time for the out. That's two gone here in this bottom of the sixth. That's going to bring up Roque Salinas. He's grounded out to second twice tonight. Base is empty. Two down for Roque. First pitch, that one. Misses for a ball. 1-0 to start him off. That one sent towards right, up and over the head of Jay Harry. Into right field for a two-out single. Roque could finally get underneath the ball a little bit more than he did the first two times. That's going to extend this sixth inning and bring up Brennan Orff.
Right fielder, number 27, Brennan Orff.
Brennan Orff stepping in for the third time. 1-for-2 on the day. Single and a strikeout looking. Righty kicks, fires that first pitch. Misses low for a ball, 1-0. Fastball coming in just 87 miles an hour now for Noble. This will be his 77th pitch coming up. Fort Myers does have a lefty in the pen. The 1-0 pitch. That one inside. 2-0 now the count. And that was challenged by the Mighty Muscles, and it's overturned to a strike. So 1-1 the count. Now on a ground ball up the middle. Base hit for Orff. Headed over to third is Salinas. Picked up by Houghton. He's going to throw it to second. It'll be runners on the corners. Two gone now for Glenn Santiago. Back-to-back base hits and great base running by Roque Salinas. Recognizing that that ball was going to right center field and that if he could hustle, he'd make it into third without a play, and that's exactly what happened. Now Noble to face Santiago. First pitch in the air right side, up and out of play. 0-1 to start off Glenn. Santiago 0-for-2 on the night. Grounded into a double play his first time up. Flew out to center the second time. Righty kicks, fires. Caught in a miss. He chased that slider off the plate. No balls, two strikes. Noble. K Kicks fires. Fouled off. Santiago stays alive. Getting a piece of that fastball that Noble reared back for 92 that time. Trying to get through six. Currently in line for the loss. Now the 0-2. Tapper left side. That's going to be a foul ball. Santiago stays alive again. Noble comes set. Kicks, fires. Caught in a miss. Chasing after that slider. Down swing and goes Santiago. That will end the inning. The Blue Jays leave another couple of runners aboard. We're two-thirds of the way through this ballgame here at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays still leading by a run, 3-2 through six. We're back here, top of the seventh. Jay Harry's going to lead things off for Fort Myers. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is the right-hander, number 44, Josh Malaris. On in relief of Wynder Garcia, who pitched two really good innings, just one hit. He was out on the base paths. Righty kicks, fires, first pitch, taken for a ball, 1-0. Garcia, two innings, three Ks. Only that infield single given up. No runs. That one up in the air. That's going to be to the right side. Who's going to call for it? It's Santiago down the first base line in fair territory. He makes the squeeze on it, and it's one up, one down.
Left fielder, number 13.
The final line for Wynder Garcia. 31 pitches, 18 for strikes. Two innings worth of work, one hit, no runs. No walks and three Ks. Currently in line for the win. First pitch by Malaris. That one missed for a ball. A little up high. 1-0 to start him off. That one in the air. Right field right there is going to be Brennan Orr if he puts the squeeze on that one. And it's two up, two down on four pitches for Malaris. Righty-righty matchup again. First pitch to Maddox Houghton. That one in there for a strike. That one missed. Evens it up 1-1. One Maris, 10th round pick this year by the Blue Jays out of the University of Oregon. That one lifted towards left. That's going to bounce in front of Roque Salinas. Thought it might stay up a little bit longer, but it died. I think it was off the end of the bat of Houghton. He's aboard with a two-out single. Now 1-for-1 with two walks and a run scored. That's going to bring up the top of the order again. Ricardo Olivar up for the fourth time. 1-for-3 with a run scored. Molares, it's the third time we're seeing him this year. Second time this series. That one missed up and in for a ball 1-0. Pitched in game two of this series back on Wednesday night. Went a scoreless inning. No hit inning. Giving up just a walk and striking out one. That one off the plate outside. 3-0 now the count to Olivar. Three balls, no strikes, and the pitch. That one at the knees, taken for a strike, now 3-1. Molares, that fastball coming in at 91 that time. Three balls and a strike. Runner on first and two outs. Ground ball up the middle, base into left center field. It's going to be picked up by Rudd. Moving over to third on the play is Houghton. Now runners on the corners and two gone. Back-to-back base hits.
Designated hitter, number 12, Luke Keyshaw.
After two quick outs recorded by Molares, back-to-back base hits by Houghton and Olivar. That brings up Luke Keyshaw for the fourth time. He's 1-for-2 with an infield single. First pitch, that one in there for a strike. 0-1 to start him off. Slider, that one, did he go around? He didn't, says Tyler Green. Keyshaw able to hold up his swing enough. 1-1 the count. Potential tying run right there, 90 feet away. 3-2 ball game here, top of the seventh inning. Molares kicks, fires. That one a chopper, left side, picked up by Toman. He goes to second, and that's going to be out number three. Two-out singles. But Fort Myers leaves runners on the corners. We'll head to the bottom of the seventh. It's stretch time here at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays still up 3-2.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with South Bay Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 813-565-1000. That's 813-565-1000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call South Bay Medical Clinic now to qualify. 813-565-1000.
God, I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Raleigh. I can see my baby tonight. So ride me, mama, like a wagon wheel.
We're back here in the bottom half of the seventh. Blue Jays still up by a run. New pitcher for the Mighty Muscles. Left-hander number 32, Develson Aria. On to take over for Jack Noble. Lefty-righty matchup. Jackson Hornung, first pitch he sees. He chops foul towards the Fort Myers dugout. 0-1 to start him off. Hornung 0-2 on the day. Two groundouts, one to short, one to second. Aria on for the 20th time. Only the 8 in relief. 2-5 record with an 8.31 ERA. That one misses down low. 1-1 the count. His issues have been all related to the walks. 43 and a third innings of work so far this year. 48 walks allowed, over one per inning. And 52 Ks. Misses with that fastball upstairs. Now 2-1 count. Last year he pitched in two games for the Mighty Muscles, going three no-hit innings. Two walks and four Ks in that outing. That one in line towards short, caught by DeAndrade. Hard hit ball, 107.1 off the bat of Hornung, but right at DeAndrade. Now Jaden Rudd stepping in for the third time tonight. 1-for-1 with a triple. He was also hit by a pitch. Coming out to a new walk-up song, trying to get out of a slump. That one facilitated by hitting coach Matt Young. Ground ball right side, rolled over on it. Picked up by the second baseman, Harry. Flips it over to first in time for the out. Well, it worked the first time it played. The triple into right center field. But you can't expect it to work every time. It's now 1-for-2. We're coming to Castro, the 9-hole hitter, stepping in. Lefty kicks, fires, first pitch. That one popped off the home plate umpire, Isabella Robb. I believe that was called a strike. I had that as a ball, but I didn't see a strike called by Isabella Robb. Now the 0-1 apparently in there. So she hasn't corrected the count on the board. It says 0-2, but game day says 1-1. And the pitch. The chopper foul. So either way, now there's two strikes. But I'm pretty sure there's a ball up there as well. One ball, two strikes is what I've got it at. Now lefty comes set. Kicks, fires. That one just below the zone. Tough take by DeCastro. And it is, in fact, a 2-2 count. Just saw Isabella Robb throw up the two fingers on each hand. The 2-2 pitch, that one off the plate. Now 3-2. Full count, two gone. Base is empty for DeCastro. Aria looking for a clean 1-2-3 first inning. And the pitch. Fouled back to the screen. Three balls, two strikes, two gone. Aria. Come set. Payoff pitch again. Caught and a miss. Down swinging goes DeCastro. 1-2-3 inning for Aria. We'll head on to the eighth. Still a 3-2 ball game. Now eight straight zeros on the top half and the bottom half of the last four innings. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network live here at TD Ballpark.
You follow it like need an early night. No, don't go yet.
We're back here, top of the eighth. New pitcher for the Blue Jays again is the right-hander number 28, Kalena Sauer. Righty kicks, fires, first pitch to Danny DeAndrade. That one misses for a ball, 1-0 to start him off. Sauer, the 20-year-old, out of Mililani, Hawaii, by way of San Diego State. 15th round pick by the Blue Jays this July. That one in there for a strike, 1-1. DeAndrade 0-3 on the day. He did reach on an error by Toman. Only error of the game by either team. Now the 1-1. That one misses down low. Now 2-1 the count. Sauer on for the third time this year. Two innings pitched, one hit. No walks and four Ks for the righty. His first professional season. That one misses inside. Now a 3-1 count. Fastball at 89. Typically sits 91 to 92. All the way on the third base side of the rubber. And a sub-three-quarter arm slot. That one he whips in there. Low outside corner. 91-mile-an-hour fastball. 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Base is empty, nobody out to his first batter. Sauer kicks, deals. Foul tip stays in the mid of Hornung. One batter, one K for Kalena. Out number one, that's going to bring up Rubel Cespedes. Final lines for both Wynder Garcia. Rather, we already went over Wynder Garcia. So final line for Josh Malares. One inning pitch, two hits. No runs. He left runners on the corners. No walks, no Ks. That one cut out and missed. 0-1 to start off Cespedes. Sauer kicks, fires the 0-1. That one misses. Fastball with that arm side run. Oh, rather, 1-1 the count. The righty comes set, kicks, fires, that one in there, inside corner. 92-mile-an-hour fastball, 1-2 the count, time called at the plate by Cespedes. Just two unearned runs scored tonight by Fort Myers. Both of them were in that third inning, charged to Lazaro Estrada, who's going to get another no decision. With him not getting through five, he was cruising up until that third inning. He lost a little bit of his command. Had that unfortunate error to keep the inning going. Walking three in that inning, giving up a base hit. That one lifted towards left. Roque Salinas right there, moving about two or three steps to his back and to his right. Makes the grab for out number two. Now Dylan Noisy stepping in for the fourth time tonight. He's 0-3, a ground out, a fly out, and a pop out to short. First pitch, that one, the slider in there for a strike. Nice pitch there by Sauer. 0-1 to start off Noisy. Righty kicks, fires. That one in on the hands, a little soft blooper that's got no chance of being caught. It's fouled over there to the right side, just in front of the Blue Jays' dugout. And now 0-2, the count to Noisy. Wind still blowing out to center field here tonight. No weather in the area that has changed the direction. So back-to-back nights with the wind blowing straight out to center field, which has become a bit of a rarity here at TD Ballpark. It's usually either right to left or left to right. Now the righty comes set. The 0-2 pitch. That one just inside. Misses with the fastball. 1-2 the count. There's a lefty warming up in the pen. It looks like for Fort Myers. We'll see if Develson Arias is coming back out for the bottom of this inning. That one, the slider yanked it a little bit. 2-2, the count evens up. Sauer kicks, fires again. That one just missed. Really close pitch. Might have been a little bit low. Now a full count to Noisy. Full count pitch. That one misses low and out. Had him down 0-2. He lost him. Noisy keeps this inning going. With a two-out walk, that's going to bring up Kyle Schmidt. First walk since the fourth inning issued by Blue Jays pitching. Now runner on first and two down for Schmidt. Up for the fourth time, 1-3. First pitch, that one caught the outside corner, 0-1. That was a close one as well, right there on the back of the plate. Now a line shot into right field. Base hit. Out there to pick it up is Brennan Orff. Moving from first to third is Dylan Noisy. Now runners on the corners again for Fort Myers. A walk and a two-out single.
Second baseman, number one.
Put the tying run 90 feet away again. They couldn't get the job done in the last inning. They've got a chance to do it here. Righty-lefty matchup, Jay Harry. Up for the fourth time, he's 0-3. First pitch, misses for a ball, 1-0. Harry just one hit now through 14 at-bats in his professional career. That one ripped into right, that's going to fall for a base hit. That's going to bring in the tying run, moving over to third. Now heading over to second is Harry, and there's not going to be a play. An RBI double by Jay Harry ties up the ball game. First run given up by Kalena Sauer in his professional career. That's going to get Corey Reardon out of the dugout, trying to calm down the Blue Jays' new reliever. Schmidt made it over to third. On the double. Now runners on second and third. Two gone here in this eighth inning in a tie ball game. It's going to be Alex Sayer due up. That's the first professional RBI in the young career of Jay Harry, playing in just his fourth game. Twins sixth round pick out of Penn State ties it up here in the eighth inning. Now runners on second and third. Two outs for Alex Sayer. He's 0-3 on the day. Righty-righty matchup. Sauer kicks, fires. That one in there. Top of the zone for a strike. 0-1 to start him off. two-out rally here in this inning by Fort Myers. Tying the ball game up at 3-3. That one low and outside. A ball and a strike. Sauer trying to get out of this without giving up, or rather without allowing Fort Myers to take the lead. That one right on the low outside corner. One and two now, the count to Sayer. Sauer, a pitch away from getting out of this. Now the righty comes set. The 1-2. That one, low and outside. Slider couldn't get him to chase. Two balls, two strikes. An even count for Sayer. Ground out, a strikeout, and a flyout so far tonight. Ground ball right back to Sauer. He gloves it on the mound, underhand toss over to first, and that will end the inning. Fort Myers ties it up but leaves the potential go-ahead run on third and another on second for good measure. We'll head to the bottom half of the eighth here at TD Ballpark, now tied back up 3-3.
Won't you ride with me, ride with me, see where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be, baby, if it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie, girl, I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you're made of, boy, make me believe.
Whoa, hold up, girl, don't you know you're beautiful, and it's easy to see.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be, baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be, baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me, see where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be.
We're back here, bottom half of the eighth, top of the order coming up for the Blue Jays. Abiezel Ramirez leading things off. He'll be followed by Nick Goodwin and Tucker Thoman. Tavelson Aria back out for a second inning worth of work. 1-2-3 in his first with a K. Lefty kicks fires, first pitch by Aria to Ramirez. He doesn't like the strike call. Looked high to me, but no challenge, 1-0. That one popped up, up and over the netting, bounces off, heads up down below. 0-2 now the count to Ramirez. 1-for-3, he led off the first inning with a solo shot to put the Blue Jays up early. 0-for-2, 2-Ks since. The lefty kicks fires, that one low and inside, now a 1-2 count. Blue Jays trying to stop a three-game skid. Fort Myers has already clinched at least a split of this series. They're looking for a win over the next 2 days. The 1-2 pitch, that one, way up and out. Evens it up 2-2. Ramirez batting from the right side for the first time tonight. The lefty comes set, cake steals the pitch. That one way upstairs. 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Now a full count to his first batter of this inning. Aria's got good stuff. Just so inconsistent with his command so far this year. 3-2, up. Misses with a fastball, full count walk. That's going to put the leadoff man aboard for Dunedin. Ramirez drawing the walk. That's going to bring up Nick Goodwin with a runner on first and nobody out. Jack Noble will now get a no decision after Fort Myers tied it up in the top of this inning. First pitch, that one missed for a ball, 1-0 to start it off. Lefty kicks, fires. That one up and out, 2-0 the count. He had Ramirez down, 0-2. Four straight balls to him. Saw him jog on over to first base. Now another two balls to Nate Goodwin to start off the AB. He's going to get Jared Gaynor out of the dugout along with Ricardo Olivar. Runner on first and nobody out. A 3-3 ball game here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Isabella Robb, the home plate umpire, walking out to the mound to break up the meeting. Nick Goodwin on the day, 1-for-3 with a run scored. There is that lefty warming up in the pen. Aria could be pulled at any point. Now everybody's back. Aria comes set. Kicks, fires, 2-0 pitch. That one inside. Another ball. 3-0. Now 7 straight. Three balls, no strikes. We'll see if Goodwin's got the green light here. 3-0. That one up and out. Ball 4. Got back to the backstop, but no matter. 8 straight balls. That's going to get, I believe, Raiden Sierra. Yes, it will. Raiden Sierra, the acting manager, is out of the dugout, and that's going to be it for DeVell Senaria. After a 1-2-3 inning in the 7th, his first of work, he had Ramirez down 0-2, 4 straight balls to him, then 4 straight balls to Nick Goodwin, put runners on first and second. The potential go-ahead runner aboard in scoring position. We'll be back here, bottom half of the 8th, with a new Mighty Muscles pitcher. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here in the bottom half of the 8th. Runners on first and second. Nobody out. Tucker Thoman stepping in. The switch hitting shortstop tonight. Batting from the right side here against the new lefty, Zach Veen. On for the 30th time this season. 4-3 record with a 4.22 ERA. Lefty-righty matchup with Toman at the plate. Lefty kicks, fires, first pitch is in there for a strike. Toman doesn't agree, asking for a challenge. Turning is Isabella Robb, and it is overturned to a ball. So a correct challenge. The Blue Jays keep their final one remaining. First time the Blue Jays have gotten a challenge correctly. They were 0 for 2 before then. Now the 1-0 by Veen. That one up and out. 2-0 now the count to Toman. Dating back to the Abiezel Ramirez at bat. 10 straight balls by Fort Myers pitching. It was 0-2 to Ramirez. Aria missed with 4 straight. Then missed with 4 straight for a 4-pitch walk to Nick Goodwin. 2-0. That one a foul tip off the end of the bat. Back to the screen. It's 2-1. Toman 1-for-3 on the night. A 2-RBI ground rule double to left. That put the Blue Jays up 3-2 after Fort Myers had briefly taken a 2-1 lead. Mighty Muscles scored in the top half of this inning to tie it back up. It's the first time we're seeing Veen here in this series. Had a few days off after pitching 3 times against Palm Beach. That one low and inside, a 3-1 count. We haven't seen Zach Veen since May the 2nd when he came in for a 6-out save. That was game 1 of that series in Fort Myers, the only one that Fort Myers took. Now ground ball over to short, picked up by D'Andrade over to 2nd for 1, 1st for 2. 6-4-3 double play. Moving over to 3rd was Ramirez. Now the potential go-ahead run is 90 feet away, but now 2 outs with Roque Salinas stepping in. Lefty-lefty matchup. Salinas, 1-for-3. Singled his last time up. Veen kicks, fires, first pitch. That one inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Lefty kicks, deals. That one fouled off left side. Evens it up, 1-1. If Ramirez were to come in to score, Aria would be on the hook for the loss. It would not get charged to Zach Veen. The 1-1 pitch. Ground ball, right side, that kicks foul. One ball, 2 strikes, 2 gone. Veen, the lefty. The 1-2 pitch. In the air. That's coming back. Keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. It will. Up and out of play. Keeps Roque alive. One ball, 2 strikes, 2 gone still. Ramirez just 90 feet away as the potential go-ahead run. Bottom of the 8th inning, 3-3 ball game. 2 gone here in this half inning. Roque fighting to stay alive. Veen kicks, fires the 1-2 again. Now on a chopper, right side, could be trouble. It's in the Bermuda Triangle in the infield, over to first, and not in time. It got away from the first baseman, Kyle Schmidt. Zach Veen went all out, slid, and tried to underhand toss in the same motion. And to no avail, let's see how they rule it. An infield single for Roque Salinas brings in the go-ahead run. Blue Jays retake the lead after Fort Myers tied it up in the top half of this inning. A swinging bunt, an effective one by Roque. Now 4-3, the Blue Jays back up by a run. Lefty-lefty matchup with Brendan Orff. First pitch, that one missing for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0. That one low and outside, almost got away. Ricardo Olivar keeping that one in front of him on a nice scoop on that pitch in the dirt. 2-0 the count to Orff. Orff 2-for-3 on the night. Singles in his first and third at bats. He struck out looking in the middle. The 2-0. That one called a strike. Top of the zone, really close. 2-1 the count. No challenge. Two-one pitch. That one missing. Three balls and a strike. That one in there. Runs the count full. 3-2. Two gone with a runner at first. Blue Jays up by a run. Chopper, right side. That's going to be picked up by the second baseman. He's going to have to eat it. Jay Harry did a great job keeping that from right center field, but he had no chance at a play. Another infield single for the Blue Jays. Now Glenn Santiago stepping in. Righty-lefty matchup. First pitch to Glenn. That one in there for a strike. 0-1. An RBI infield single to put the Blue Jays up by Roque. Another infield single by Brendan Orff. Keeps this inning alive. The Blue Jays trying to tack on to their newfound lead again. The 0-1. That one called a strike. Outside corner, really close. I don't think Santiago liked it. No challenge. Veen comes set. And the pitch. Foul tip stays in the mitt. Down swinging. No, it popped out of the mitt. I thought Olivar still had that in his grasp, but it fell out. Bounced on the dirt. So Santiago stays alive by the slimmest of margins. O-2 up in the air right side. Staying alive. Another foul ball. This one a little bit more decisive off the bat of Santiago. 0-2, the count still. The 0-2 pitch, caught and a miss. Veen finally got him. Down swinging goes Santiago. And we'll head to the ninth inning. Fort Myers needs a run. New pitcher coming in for the Blue Jays. Looks like Grayson Thurman out for the save. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network live here at TD Ballpark. The Blue Jays retaking the lead 4-3. Ninth inning coming up.
Time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can't.
can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad habits lead to late.
We're back here in the top of the ninth. Grayson Thurman is out for the save here. Blue Jays up by a run, 4-3. It's going to be the 9-1-2 hitters due up. Maddox out and Ricardo Olivar and Luke Keyshaw. First pitch by Thurman, that one in the dirt. Starts him off 1-0. Thurman, the 24-year-old out of Lynch Station, Virginia. On for the 29th time. A 1-2 record with a 4.38 ERA. 4-for-6 in save opportunities. The 1-0. That one just missing the outside corner. 2-0 the count. And the Blue Jays asked for a challenge there to no avail. So Dunedin now out of challenges for the remainder of the ballgame. Fort Myers still has one. Thurman kicks, fires. That one in there for sure. 2-1. That one in the dirt. Fastball. Skipped right behind the plate. Got through the legs of Hornung. Now 3-1 count. Thurman comes set. 3-1 pitch. That one at the knees for a strike. Houghton didn't agree, asking for a challenge right away. Isabella Robb turns around, and that is confirmed as a strike.
The call of strike has been upheld. The result is a three.
So now Fort Myers is out of challenges. Righty-righty matchup. 3-2 pitch in the air, right side, up and out of play. Houghton stays alive. A full count. Pitch. Fouled off again. Houghton will now have at least an 8-pitch at bat. That one, a ground ball, bounced off of Thurman. Picked up at second base by DeCastro. Throw to first in time. 1-4-3 put out. Thurman got hit with that ball, but he's pumped. He'll feel no pain at the moment. Big out for the Blue Jays. Good recovery there by Raquel DeCastro. He's pointing to his side. And now Donnie Murphy and Brandon Hammerstrom are going to head out of the dugout to go check on their pitcher. He looks like he's good to go. It went off of his glove side, the left side of his body. He says he's fine, but they're going to check on him anyway. They're going to do their due diligence. And now everybody's leaving that mound, and they're going to keep Thurman in the game, toughing it out. So after everything's okay with Thurman, it's going to be Ricardo Olivar. Nobody on and two down. First pitch, that one. In there for a strike. 0-1 to start him off. The 0-1, that one. Did he go around? He didn't. Missing. And he was able to hold up his swing. 1-1 the count. Caught and a miss on the splitter. That nasty pitch in the repertoire of Grayson Thurman. 1-2. Olivar calling time. Now back in the box. Thurman comes set. Kicks fires the 1-2. Caught and a miss on the splitter. Nasty, nasty pitch by Thurman. Gets his first K. Now one out away from getting his fifth save of the year.
Designated hitter, number 12, Luke Keyshaw.
Now Luke Keyshaw. He's been the best hitter for Fort Myers in his brief tenure with the team. Up for the fourth time tonight, 1-3. Righty kicks, fires, first pitch, in there for a strike. 0-1. That one skips. Splitter, couldn't get him to chase after it. Evens it up 1-1. Looking around the Florida State League, we'll go over it quickly. Jupiter beat Palm Beach 6-1. Lakeland currently up on Clearwater 10-4. Bradenton losing right now to Tampa 4-2. Daytona up 4-0 over St. Lucie. That one up and out. Rather fouled up and out. 1-2 now the count. Thurman, one strike away. One ball, 2 strikes, 2 gone. Thurman comes set, kicks, fires. That one hits Keyshaw. Lost the grip on that one. That puts the potential tying run aboard.
Shortstop, number 8, Danny De Andrade.
Now Danny De Andrade, who's 0-4 on the day. The only time he reached was on an error. First pitch, in the air, left side, right there is Roque. He'll settle and make the grab, and that will do it. The Blue Jays back and forth. They take game 5 and give themselves a chance at the split of the series tomorrow afternoon. What a fantastic game here at TD Ballpark. The Blue Jays took a 1-0 lead. Fort Myers answered back, taking a 2-1 lead. The Blue Jays answered right back for 3-2. Fort Myers tied it up in the 8th. And an RBI infield single on a swinging bunt by Roque put us back up. Grayson Thurman comes out for the 3-out save, his 5th of the year. And the Blue Jays take game 5 here 4-3. Final lines are as follows. Mighty Muscle scored 3 runs on 7 hits. They committed no errors. Your Blue Jays, 4 runs on 9 hits. They committed 1 error. The win, his first career win, goes to Kalena Sauer. The loss to Develson Aria. And Grayson Thurman gets his 5th save of the season. We are back tomorrow afternoon for the wrap-up game of this 6-game set between the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles and the Dunedin Blue Jays. On behalf of everybody here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network, we appreciate you tuning in tonight. And as always, can't wait to have you back tomorrow afternoon. Coverage will begin at 11:45 for the 12 p.m. first pitch. I'm Chris Valentine. Thanks again for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow afternoon. Blue Jays win 4-3.
Season touchdown throws, and good old Johnny, he's the life of every party. It's like cheers, they know him everywhere he goes. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I've got some famous. Jason, he's a sheriff. He'll flash his lights, but let me go. My boy Randy, he's a preacher. My girl Megan, she's been teacher of the year. I swear for 5 years in a row. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Hamilton County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know. Big city we're in, but when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. I got friends and I.
faces on these small town roads. Cause round here it's all about the people that you know. And I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Davidson County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know I'm here in this big city we're in. But when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do.
You can call me if you need someone. I'll pick up the pieces if you come undone. Painting stars up on your ceiling, cause you wish that you could find some feeling. Yeah, yeah. You know you could call me if you need someone. I need you to hold.
Take my hand and hold.